And aloha. Welcome to Talk Story, the longest running talk show on Maui, going on, I guess, 30 years. And I've been talking in the studio here a little bit with Diane Haynes Woodburn, who I guess noticed this. It's Woodburn Publishing. No, Haynes Publishing.
Haynes Publishing, yeah.
Haynes Publishing. Doing Maui No Ko'oi magazine since 1996.
Yeah, yeah.
And growing and thriving. And when I first knew she was coming in, we were going to talk about this amazing Aipono dinners, the award dinners. And I just found out it's completely sold out. It's like, what?
We can still talk about it.
We're going to talk about it. It's like, that kind of success is pretty mind-blowing.
Yeah, we're very proud of it.
I mean, that's amazing. Good for you.
Oh, thanks. I think it's a testament to the talent that we have here on Maui. It's for the restaurants and all of the best restaurants. And it's really sort of the Aipono Restaurant Awards are sort of the Academy Awards for all of our best restaurants. And it's voted on by our readers. And so the people that come are our winners. And, of course, a lot of the resorts and the GMs and the marketing people and the restaurateurs and the chefs. And it's a night when everybody can sort of get together and celebrate each other. So it's very warm and I love it.
Should I say tasty?
It's very tasty. It's definitely the gourmet dining event of the year on Maui. I can say that with real confidence.
So when you do it this year, like you are this year at the Fairmont Kealani, the pressure's on them.
Pressure's on them, but they're going to live up to it.
Yeah.
Chef Thailand Pang is incredible.
He's amazing.
He's amazing.
Yeah. And he's been there a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, he has. You're right. He's probably been there since they opened, I think.
And he's a nice guy.
He's a wonderful man with a really big heart.
Yeah.
So this is right up his alley.
I think you need a bigger room next time, though.
There are very few bigger rooms. with very few bigger rooms. And so we're sold out at, I'm not even going to say, but it's more than 450.
Wow.
So we're doing
That's
everything
a lot
we
of
can.
Food.
It's a lot of food,
a lot of people. And as you said, since you referenced the Academy Awards, you get to dress up.
Oh, yes. Well,
you should do a red carpet.
Well, the theme is Alice in Aipono Land, so everybody's going to be dressing as some sort of character or some sort of theme from Alice in Wonderland, if they want. Not everybody dresses up.
Mm-hmm. But are you?
I am.
I guess it's a surprise, and you won't. You've got to be Alice.
No, I'm too old for Alice.
No.
Can you see me with long blonde hair and a pinafore? Mm-hmm. I don't think so.
Maybe.
I'm going to be the red queen.
It. Oh, you're going to be the queen. Of course
I'm going to be the
are.
Red queen.
Of course you are.
She's pretty ugly, though, so I don't know how.
Well, not necessarily.
I don't know exactly what I'm going to look like.
I think you're going to look like you in a red dress.
Probably look like me in a red dress. That's exactly what I'll look like.
Well, it's a lot of fun, and you're looking great. We were talking about the success of this Aipono Awards. It's now in its, what, how many years?
I think this is 16, and the real stars of the evening really are the Culinary Program.
Yeah.
The pupus are all prepared by the chefs and the students from the Culinary Program, and there's actually six tables with two hors d'oeuvres each, two pupus each, and they're so creative, so creative. And then one of those tables is one of our sponsors is taking the Kuia Estate Chocolate, and they're going to have some dishes made out of their chocolate. So that's going to be really incredible. There's going to be savory dishes made with chocolate.
Do you fast for a few days before this thing?
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, what do you do to prepare for that kind of eating and food?
I've sort of given up. I used to try to diet and get down to a certain weight.
Yes, I know that.
But that ship has sailed. So now I just have to sort of be the mature person.
No, it doesn't. I mean, I know when I was going to the Grammys one year, I literally fasted on juices for 30 days.
Oh, my gosh.
In this red gown that was a Ralph Lauren strap, well, off the shoulder, red gown.
And I hope you still have it.
Oh, I do. And if you want to borrow it, you can. It's really beautiful.
I'd love to see it.
But it's long. You could certainly hem it. I haven't been able to wear it since that time I did that fast. First, because I went off the fast. It was actually a month and a half of just liquids.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. I have never done anything like that.
Well, you haven't been to the Grammys or those CDs.
But I've squeezed into a lot of dresses.
I know. I'd be glad to let you see it. It's lovely. It's a red jersey clingy. And it goes off from one shoulder to here, and then it's formed. And it's got a bit of, look how they make it flattering because they gather at the waist. And then it's got a slit right about the knee down.
Sounds fabulous. Yeah. I just love to see it. I like fashion.
Yeah. I do, too. That's why I have to go to these things. But then you got to, go through the whole thing. There's a few people you can announce. The idea, of course, is we're not going to announce all the winners, folks. I mean, spoiler alert, ain't going to happen. But there are a few people who know they're going to be honored.
Right. There's a few. All the restaurant awards are voted on by the readers, and none of those are announced in advance. And we do have a few awards that are decided by a panel. And one of those is our Friend of Agriculture Award, which is decided on by the Farm Bureau. And that is going to Jennifer Nguyen.
We love
Saigon
Jennifer.
Cafe.
Don't we all love Jennifer?
Everybody loves Jennifer.
You know how sweet she was? I had the skin cancer thing on my nose, and I was and I had to wear this bandage afterward for like a month. And I went in there to get some, and I loved their papaya salad. Tofu papaya salad, green salad. And she looked at me and said, "What happened to you?" I said, "I had the skin cancer thing." She said, "Oh, let me give you this for free." I said, no. She said, "No." And she gave me the salad for free.
Yeah, she's adorable.
Nice?
And another thing she does, I think, that's wonderful that a lot of people may not know is every Thanksgiving, she cooks turkeys and feeds the homeless.
I didn't know that.
I think she does it out of the restaurant. I think they open their doors up. I'm not sure if they go into the kitchens at the homeless shelters or they open their own doors up, but they cook turkeys and Thanksgiving dinner every year for the homeless.
She has people like, I've gone in there and seen Shep Gordon with his stable of stars, right, at a table and others. You see all these people go there, just because.
It's good.
It's good.
It's good.
I've got to watch out because it's just a block away.
It's my husband's favorite restaurant.
Yeah, I've been there for my birthday. Go there, so I'm think she really deserves it, so I'm applauding Jennifer.
She uses all wonderful fresh vegetables. She has her own
farm. She works hard.
And she buys a lot from local farmers, and she works really hard.
I didn't know that she had her own farm. She has her own farm.
She's always farmed a little bit, but I think she's expanded on that and is farming a lot more now, supplying her restaurant with a lot of the vegetables that she uses.
When I go to First Friday, a lot of times she's up there serving her delicious food right there on the street. And I go, "How are you doing?"
And she's a hardworking woman. She deserves every credit we can give her.
Absolutely. Okay, what else can we talk about?
We have Excellence in Sustainability, and that is decided by one of our sponsors with the panel, but they're on the panel, Pacific Biodiesel.
Oh, yay. Kelly King.
Kelly King, yes. Mm-hmm. And our winner this year is the Andaz Maui at Wailea Resort. So that's exciting for them.
Very exciting. They've been getting really nice kudos. I mean, people have been giving them. I had Amanda from the Mill House in here, and I was, the Mill House restaurant.
Yes, of course.
And I was saying, well, where do you go? What do you like? Because the Mill House is getting a great reputation
for
what it's
fabulous.
Doing, right?
We love them.
And she says, I loved going to the Andaz. And I was really like, wow, okay.
Kahana Kitchen is so creative. Mm-hmm. Chef Isaac has been there for, a long time, and it's wonderful.
Yeah, and I've never been there.
Oh, you haven't been there?
No, I have never been there.
Oh, we'll have to go.
Yeah, I'd like to.
In fact, I've never been to one of the, what do they call it, the block kitchen? I don't know. I forget what it's called, but I'm embarrassed to say I've never been to one of those.
The Friday parties.
No, the things that they do at Andaz, they do, I forget what it's called.
Oh, it's like a wine dinner, but it's not. It's like a chef's table.
It's like a chef's table thing.
That's really taken off.
No,
and that's
chef
super.
Something.
Well,
yeah.
Their chef's table up here at the Mill House. I mean,
I've been to that. That's
very
popular. So it's something like that, where you can see them cook in front of you and serve, and it's supposed to be fabulous
around the world. That's like the thing now.
At the Mill House, it's great. And Chef Shear just had a baby.
I know. It was a girl.
I think so. I haven't seen her yet. They live right across the street from us, so I have to go see the baby now that I.
Oh, your neighbors.
Yeah, we're neighbors. It's very cool.
Yeah. So are there only two you can announce?
No, we have one more. It's a really big award. We are giving our Icon Award to Party Erdmond of Ulupalakua Ranch.
Wow.
And that's a big deal.
It is a big deal.
We've only, we've done this like for 16 years, but we've only given an Icon Award 3 times prior. So this is our 4th time.
Oh, so it's not a yearly thing.
No, it's only when we give it to someone that we feel they've done so much and they're so big and they have left such a big footprint and have done so much for the community that they are leaders and have set the standards, that it's not just a lifetime achievement award. It's actually, here's an icon, a model for us to follow.
He's an amazing man. I mean, I think I've been up there at his ranch. They were doing a radio series about their history when they were doing the history of their ranch. And I went up there and had a whole table full of all the main people and all the family members, including his wife, is it Betsy?
Betsy, yes. Uh-huh.
All sitting around the table.
Oh, nice.
Up there, outside, just beyond where they serve, where the restaurant is there. And it was amazing. It was an amazing gathering. The impact of this family, you know, generational impact is really interesting when you can't help but think of the history that they've seen in the course of Party's life upcountry there. I mean, it's really quite an interesting phenomenon, what he's seen in his time.
Yeah, not only what he's seen, but what he's done, which is
what
more
he's
important.
Done, yeah.
And he's done, it's not just cattle ranching. Of course, that's kind of what he's known for, is the cattle ranching. But they've done so many other things, and he's been so innovative in what he will support and has created opportunities in so many different areas. Mm. You know, they have the Maui wine. Now, who knew that anybody could have a wine industry on Maui? And they've support the Food Innovation Center. He's supported the pineapple industry when...
That's true. Maui Gold version has wines connection to them. They have the pineapple wine.
Yeah, they buy the pineapple from Haile Mailea to create their wines. And they used to grow strawberries and raspberries that they made things from. And they're always very supportive to other farmers. In fact, you know, my husband grows, he grows the olives, but also he grows the likoi, and he tries to make products from that. And
interesting.
You know, Paula's always been so supportive, like, you know, come and, you know, try our crushing machine. Maybe it'll work. Of course it didn't, but, but they tried. You know, that's the important thing. They're always trying.
He's quite idiot. He's definitely an icon. No, there's no doubt about that.
And he's been very generous to the Maui community in what he has supported.
And he could have sold off that land, you know. There were many offers. I mean, when I talked to him, I found out there were many times people came and wanted to buy that property all out.
One he gave to the conservancy.
And more. And some of the land that he has now as well. But no, he didn't. He didn't sell it off for homes.
We gave a huge block to the Nature Conservancy.
I didn't even know that.
Oh, yeah. Huge piece of property out there, I think near Niu. And so that's now, you know, a legacy for us, you know, for our future generations.
Yeah.
And, you know, hats off to a man who thinks about the future and who's going to be able to use these lands and this island after, you know, we're gone.
Absolutely. Oh, that's going to be wonderful. And this is quite a major event because, of course, you're all eating and there's wonderful food. But
the food is spectacular. The wines are spectacular. I need to mention that this event wouldn't be possible without our partners, Chambers & Chambers, Charles Freddy, who has been partnering with us for the entire 16 years and brings all the wines. Maui wine will be there also, but besides Maui wine, Charles brings in international wines for the event, and you having the best wines in the world there. Plus, we have Ocean Vodka and Maui Brewery and just a collection of wonderful everything.
Wow. Well, it's very exciting, and you always are good at picture taking, too, so you're able to capture kind of like Vanity Fair does. You know how Vanity Fair has that page of pictures they have
of all
their events?
I don't mind being compared to Vanity Fair. That's
good.
Yeah,
the events of picture page they have of all the people, right? Yeah,
that's yeah, we'll be taking lots of pictures, so you can go online. Probably, I don't know if we can get it up live, but certainly right after the event.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah, we're talking about that someday, of trying to get it streamed, because so many people want to know.
Well, sure, and you're
sold out.
Win.
Yeah. Who's going to win, yes.
I would think it'd be a great thing to stream. It wouldn't be too hard to do, yeah.
Not for me.
Well, no, it's just finding a person who's manning the camera.
Right. We've talked about it. Maybe we'll get it done. We're not sure.
Yeah.
Maybe we should talk to you about that. You probably know more about it than I do.
Well, there's people who, definitely could do it. You could, I mean, the easy way is just contact Akaku.
Yeah.
They'd take care of all that and
okay, that will be my next call.
Talk to Shaggy Jenkins over there.
Okay.
Tell him I told you.
I'll do that.
I'm going to make him get out there and do it himself.
And then we have an extraordinary amount of scholarships that given out that night as well. I mean, we have all the restaurant awards, but the night, although it is about the restaurant industry, it is about those folks, but we also are supporting our students. So they're there, as I said, doing the poo-poos, but they're also our waiters for the night.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Ah.
And we have... that's a testament to the Fairmont and their management, because they train them for the evening. So they are mentoring them for that entire evening. And it's a big deal. I mean, they have to start way in the morning and probably the day before to teach them what they need to know and how to do it. And it's a big undertaking. So they're there. And the Hotel Association is there giving their scholarships. We have... a scholarship from Kahumanu Center. Queen Kahumanu Center gives scholarship. Tony Rojas will be there. We give our scholarships, of course. And then this year, we'll be giving us the Debbie Ann Drysdale Ka'ivi Awards. Chris Ka'ivi will be giving those awards in her name.
Wow. You've really got a lot planned for that night.
It's a
huge production number. How many people does it take to put on something like that? Is it all on your shoulders, or how does it work?
Well, we get an enormous amount of help from, of course, the Fairmont, whose team is behind us and working tirelessly. But our staff, especially our creative director, John Giordani, work their tails off. And our editing team works hard to get all these collateral material out. And then the whole team works to do all of the things it takes to put this together. We also have Beth Mathias that helps us, that she's just a godsend. Mark Malone from the culinary program helps us. Asa is also helping us with the design. So we have about 14 people on staff that are working every day to put this together.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. And then you have emceeing, Dean Wong.
Yeah, Dean Wong is our MC. He's great.
You know he'll dress nicely.
He'll dress nicely. That's my challenge is to sort of outdress Dean.
It's
I don't
hard to
always
do.
Win.
The best dressed man on Maui. I think he deserves an award for that, don't you?
Yeah. I always try to outdo him with the shoes, but...
I don't know. Congratulations, Dean, on this sold-out black and white ball that he had.
Yeah, Bollywood. It was Bollywood this year.
Yeah,
nothing
yeah.
black
oh,
and white about
black
it.
Black and white, no. Mm-hmm.
It was full-on Bollywood. I wore a sari.
Oh, did you? Where'd you get the sari?
From my girlfriend, Patty Gardner.
Oh, and she had a sari.
Yeah, her husband, I guess, brought them back from India. She wore this beautiful... sort of golden silk embroidered sari, and then she lent me another silk sari that was sort of mauve. And
the hardest part is to keep it in place. There's so many movable parts in a sari, aren't there?
Yeah, you got it. We had to watch YouTube many
times. Yes, yeah.
Many times.
I remember I had a lovely one someone brought back to me, and I just had the hardest time getting it wrapped right where it didn't fall apart and it stayed wrapped right. You know,
Safety pins.
Is that what it is?
Well,
okay.
I used a few safety pins.
like
this bugger's not falling off of me.
I finally gave up, actually, because it's just, I don't know, you look, how do they do that? You know, look at the pictures and it looks so gracefully
it's
just
so,
in place.
Actually, they're beautiful. If you get it on right, they're just so
they
lovely
beautifully.
And the fabrics
really
fabrics
nice.
Are gorgeous.
Yeah.
Everybody looked great. Everybody dressed up either in sort of Indian garb or colorful garb, and it was a fun evening. He did a great job.
So let's talk about your magazine here. Let's talk a bit about this and the evolution of from the magazine to Ipono Awards and Ipono Dinners.
Right.
Because the magazine was the birth of something, and you started that in 96.
Yes.
On a prayer and a dream, right?
Oh, well, actually, it was my second incarnation. I had another magazine for 10 years prior to that, and I had to...
What magazine was that?
It started off as Art to Onions, and then it became Pacific Art and Travel.
Oh, I couldn't remember.
I started that in 1983.
Oh, okay.
When I was 12.
I know, I think I remember.
Yeah,
I was doing the show then. I kind of remember, yeah.
And then I closed that in 94 maybe?
Mm-hmm.
And then reopened as Maui no Kauai in 96.
Now, this is an era a lot of people are saying it's just too hard to sell print. And we do see shrinking papers, mm-hmm. you know. And I have to give you kudos for having a great, beautiful amount of ads.
Thank you.
And it's not easy going out there and selling, and you do a beautiful job of it. I mean, really.
Well, thank you. Well, we love what we do. Life's not supposed to be easy. It's supposed to be fun and interesting. And that's how we make it. And print is not dead,
no,
contrary
it's not.
To the rumors. It's actually very, very effective. And the research has shown that print is very powerful still, and that it is needed even when you have a website that you want to keep going. You need print to drive people to your website. And especially in our market, it's regional magazines are very successful right now. So
is it because of the visitors that come and want to pick up something in the rooms? You think
that's
that make
part
a difference?
Of it, sure. And we're in all the rooms and all the resorts, so that's definitely a great distribution factor.
Because there are lots of advertisers who do want to reach that clientele.
Yes, yeah. And I think we are the only magazine that is in almost every resort room on the island.
And that is only made possible by high quality.
Oh, thank you.
Well, you know, you have to have not just glossy outside and inside, but you got to have the quality pictures and stories. And so that brings us to the next subject, which is so important. Is getting the stories that make this worth keeping on your coffee table or make it, you know, in this case, we all have it sitting right out there out
mm-hmm.
front. That's why you keep it. It's lovely pictures and great stories, right?
We do. We take great pride in telling the stories of Maui, and I think we have definitely the most wonderful editorial team in the state. I can say that with confidence.
Yeah.
We are second to none, and probably many other states as well.
How do you do that?
By trying really hard. And
oops. No, sorry about that.
We have a great editor, our senior editor, Rita Goldman. She's
she's been there a long time.
Been a long time. She's impeccable. And Lehia Apana has been our managing editor for quite a while, who's also really wonderful. And Lehia grew up on Maui, so she's very in tune to the stories that are, have a lot of heart and that come from the island. And so she goes out of her way to make sure she seeks out what's happening sort of underneath it all. And we take it seriously. Our native soul stories are about Hawaiiana, about the culture. But we also want to make sure that they're about culture that's alive now, not just sort of old stories that you dig up and old legends that some of the other magazines will do. But we want to do stories that talk about the culture as it was and how you can see it still today. And so we want it to be alive and be able to bring it to our readers, whether they're local or they're visitors. We want them to be able to learn something and feel that they walk away with a little bit more knowledge and a little bit more love for an island that they may have already been in love with but didn't know that much about it.
How much time do you allot to someone who's going to be in the journalistic field out there doing the interviews, getting the story together? Because you've got to publish it. You know, you don't have it monthly, so you have a little more leeway. But how much time, when you find a story that you want to do, do you have for that person to go out and you have to? Do they usually shoot, or do you have a photographer going?
Oh, we'll send the photographer separately. Mm-hmm. Sometimes there are a few writers who actually do shoot, but that's fairly rare. Mm-hmm. Usually we'll send out somebody, but it's a long process. We'll do, you know, internally we plan out a year in advance.
Wow!
So we'll have
seriously.
We'll plan the year of, you know, what issues are going to be talking about what, and what the themes are.
A year in advance.
We try, and then we start narrowing it down after that.
Are you an earth sign? You're this organized. Are you a Virgo by
nature? I'm not that organized.
You are. I called today to confirm if you were coming on the show, and she said, well, she published her schedule. I said, what do you say? She publishes a schedule daily? I said, even the president doesn't publish a schedule. And you're publishing a schedule, Diane. I was blown away. I can't even imagine publishing a schedule. she's a publisher. I said, good point. She's a publisher.
we have a staff schedule so everybody can see. Well, because it's such a liquid business. I mean, as far as everybody's moving in and out, we don't come into work and stay in our chairs all day. We're all moving around. Mm-hmm. So we may be working, but maybe we're working from home, or maybe we're out interviewing somebody, or maybe we're at an event, or maybe we're doing a radio show. So we sort of have to tell people where we are so they can find us. Some of us are a little bit more stationary than others, but
but you're pretty fluid.
We're very fluid. Fluid is a better word.
I mean, I was blown away. I was trying to imagine if I could ever publish my schedule, and I went, no, I don't think I could. it's just like.
Well, you're making me sound way more organized than I. My husband would, if he heard this, would be hysterical laughing.
I'll make sure to get a copy to him. But it is that impressive that you have that outline in your mind a year ahead of what you need to do.
Well, we have what's called an editorial calendar because our clients want to know. Oh, well, what's your editorial calendar for the year?
Because may pick to be in one issue rather than another?
Right. Oh, and then we have our ancillary publications that are sort of offshoots. We have Eating and Drinking that comes out once a year. We have Island Living that comes out twice a year. And we have Kanapali Magazine that comes out twice a year.
That's a lot to keep going.
Right. And we're working with Kalamana Center, too, to do their shopping
That's
magazine.
That's right. Yeah.
So we have to kind of keep it posted so people know what's happening.
When you took and you continue to grow, did you have to take on more people when you were doing that?
Yeah, sure.
Because that's a lot of moving
parts. Not as many as they would have liked us to take on. We could probably use more people, but we'll get
did
there.
Did you hear that, folks? They could use more people. No, but there's some people who you always know you can count on, you know, and for the journalistic part. And with that in mind, you know what would work for who, which stories is best for
right.
Which.
Well, that's Rita and Lahia do that job. Rita's senior editor and Lahia's managing editor. So between the two of them, they'll assign the stories out to whom they feel would be the best person for those stories.
Mm-hmm.
And but by that time, you know, that's kind of boiled down now. And when we get.
Do you do stories yourself?
Every once in a while. I still write a little bit, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and then you realize how hard the work is on that.
Yes. I always say.
It's a lot of editing in each story, isn't there?
Well, it's a lot. It depends on the story, but there's a lot of process that goes in it. You might have to interview, you know, half a dozen people. Then you might need to look up the history of what you just got because you can't always depend on just the words. Maybe you need to find out a little bit more about what they mean and what they're talking about and is this true. And Rita is incredible about asking questions. You know, she just caught a big mistake I could have made.
Who did this amazing invitation?
John Giordani.
John and Rita did this. I don't know if everyone got this. They probably not. It probably didn't go out to everyone. But it's like, it's an Alice in Wonderland theme with both sides in a card that folds four ways each side. And it's very charming and lovely and whimsical, and a lot of work went into this.
A lot of work goes into everything we do.
I mean, you could have just had a nice piece of stationery graphic and sent it out, but instead,
Well, it's we're celebrating these folks. We want to make it as fun as possible, and we want to show them that we care about them, which we
and
do.
And I kept it. I mean, you sent these out, what, a month ago?
Probably.
I kept it on, and my desk has no room. I just have to let you know, since I am not organized. I don't have any room on my desk, but I kept it. So there was, I made room for it.
It's kind of incredible. Every year, we say, I don't know how we're going to top this year. What are we going to do? We're going to have a picnic or something, because we just can't do anything as good as we did last year.
I can't even imagine what an Ipono picnic would look like. But you then, do have Ipono dinners, and we have about 3 minutes.
Yes,
to
I want to talk about
the dinners. Yeah.
Well, about I think it was about 10 years ago, because the Ipono Gala does benefit the Culinary Academy. We thought, well, what could we do to raise more money for the Culinary Academy, and also give our restaurants, our Ipono winning restaurants, more exposure for their awards? So we thought, well, let's do smaller Ipono dinners, and we do them 6 or 7 times a year. And Charles Freddy from Chambers and Chambers partners with us on those as well. Mm. So we'll invite a restaurant to do it. For example, we just did it at Topango. And before that was the Banyan Tree.
What's the next one?
The next one is Ka'ana Kitchen.
Uh-huh.
So we'll ask them if they would like to do it. And they say yes, of course. And then Charles will work with their chef to create. They'll create the menu. Charles will bring in the wines to pair with the menu.
Nice.
We invite our guest list, which is you can go on to MauiMagazine.net and sign up for our newsletter. And you'll get the invites to the Ipono dinners.
I love it.
And then $25 from each plate goes back to the school. And we also have 2 students, average, could be 3, could be 2 students that come in and work in the kitchen that night with the chef. So it's a sort of a mini version of Ipono Gala. The students get mentoring. Some funds go back to the school. The kids get exposure in a professional environment. The attendees get a fabulous dinner at a really good price, because Charles brings in these wonderful wines for next to nothing. And so it's a win-win for everybody.
So for people to go online, the best place to go to find out about all this stuff is
MauiMagazine.net.
MauiMagazine.net. And there's a lot there.
There is a lot
There's a lot there, because you have to also in this field have the print, but you have to have online
right,
as well.
Yes. So, and we do have a lot of online opportunities as well. We support our magazine with our online presence, and we do that with our clients as well.
Well, I have to say thank you. I know how busy you are, especially before a big event like
this. Well, just check out my schedule. It's posted.
I can't even imagine. It's not posted online, though.
No.
But it's a treat to be able to talk to you and check in with you. We should do it more often.
We should, and then
we never have time to do it.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you. Yeah. You know so much about everything that's going on the island.
I'm always impressed. You do.
You do.
And we're going to talk to another lady right now who always knows what's going on in the Nisei Veterans Memorial Field, Deidre Teagarden.
I'm very happy to have in the studio one of my friends, Deidre Teagarden.